The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Deion Clissa with Preps KC talking with Blue Valley North coach Andy Sims. And coach, you're back in those quarterfinals again, and you're playing Shawnee Mission East this year instead of Blue Valley. You guys have really played well the last couple weeks. What do you like about your football team, especially offensively, as you head into this game with Shawnee Mission East?
Well, I think we've kind of figured things out. I think we have a good identity of who we are and what we're trying to get done. Execution this time of the year is crucial. And I thought last week we kind of got off to a slow start, and then but really picked it up there in the second quarter, and maintained that through the second half. I think as all teams try to do, coming out of the locker room is such a huge point of emphasis, each and every week. And we got the ball first last week, and we were able to come down and score a touchdown. I think anytime you can get points, out of the locker room, or keep a team from getting points when they come out of the locker room, is pivotal in these type of games.
Well, when you look at, the games you had coming in, every year is different, but, you're playing a pretty good Olathe East team last week, and I think that some people kind of overlook how good they have been this year. How important was it for you guys to get a good quality win over a quality opponent and do it in the way you did? Have to, kind of rally a little in the second half and really finish strong?
Well, of course, anytime you go out there, you'd love just to get a good, solid win and never have any hiccups or any adversity or any of those problems. Unfortunately, that's not football. So you never know when a kid's going to get hurt, or, we're in the teenage business here, so you never know when a kid is just decides to go right instead of going left for some reason. So, there's no script for a football game, and I think you have to be able to deal with that adversity. I know that's common sense, but, how we deal with it, each and every week is vital. And I think, some weeks you do a great job of it, and some weeks you struggle with it. And so, the adversity we did have last week, even though it may have been self-inflicted, we're able to bounce back from that. Now, obviously, on the flip side of things, Olathe East is a very good team and very well coached, and I thought they got better each and every week throughout the entire year. We actually saw them this summer in some scrimmage situations, and I felt they were 10 times better last couple of weeks than they were in the summertime. And I think that's a credit to Coach Owen and his staff over there. He does such a fantastic job, and he's a tough coach, and as he was as a player, and his team mimics that. And so we knew it was going to be a battle for sure, and we were glad to come out on top.
Well, as you go into this game with the East, their offense, if you kind of look at it, 42 is a good number for them. They seem to put that number up a lot. They're in the 40s a lot. Defensively, you guys have got some great players on that defense. When you play a team that runs that flex bone, they've got Milton Brash, who really, between the tackles, has done a fantastic job all season. What do you do to try and slow that team down and make them, not be able to get those 7 and 8 yard runs, to try and keep them to 2 and 3 and 4 at the most?
Well, as a lot of the coaches know as well, stopping an option defense is very tough. And so, I don't know if you can stop it. I don't know if you can shut it down, but I think you can control it. And I think that's what, coaches try to do. I think you try to control it and maybe kind of have a bend but don't break philosophy in there. And I know that's kind of how I think, Rockers had some success against them. That's their only loss this year, was, held them to some field goals and gave up some yards without a doubt, but didn't let them in the end zone as often as the other people have done this year. And so we got to do something similar to that. And so, but, to hold a team like that, I don't care what kind of offense you're running, to hold a team that's been, averaging or close to, 40 points a ball game and has the ability to put up 50 points a ball game, you're not gonna shut a team out. You're not gonna take them from 42 to zero. And so, but I think there's got to be points in the ball game where we're holding their ground, and maybe we give up some long drives, but we got to limit them to scoring touchdowns. I think that's the key.
That atmosphere over at Shawnee Mission East has become one of the better playoff atmospheres of the last few years. You know, success will do that, and the kids have really bought in. You guys have had a really good atmosphere at your place, and travel well. Are you excited to just have that great, you know, atmosphere to play in, and have your kids be excited and their kids be excited?
Yeah, I think that's what makes playoff football in high school so much fun. You know, whether it's on a Friday night or a Saturday, you know, I think that's what's so cool about it, you know, and it's a little bit different in regards to we're not going to Shawnee Mission East High School, you know, or if we host a game, you know, we're not at Blue Valley North High School. And so the district stadiums, I'm not a fan of them, but what, you know, East has been able to do is they've been able to make, you know, Shawnee Mission North their home, and it, you know, it's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. It's definitely a home game and a home-type atmosphere, and now you have the playoffs to it. You know, and it's going to feel like it regardless of where you're at, but it is a little bit different not going to that high school, you know, and so I think that's a little unique, but definitely we're excited for it. I think it'll be fun. Anytime you can have a lot of energy around a football game, no matter what day or time you're playing, I think it makes it a lot of fun for coaches and players.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. We appreciate you taking time with us.
Great. Thanks, Dion. I appreciate it.